With KUT News in Austin, I'm Jennifer Staten. Early voting ends Friday ahead of Election Day next Tuesday, and among the items on the ballot, 7 proposed amendments to the state constitution. And here to take a closer look at one of those amendments is KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
So we're talking today about Prop 4, which has to do, as best I can figure out from the language, with notification to the state when somebody wants to sue the state. Is this new notification about how that's supposed to happen?
Well, it's suing the state specifically on a constitutional ground. So real quickly, the language is this is an amendment authorizing the legislature to require a court to provide notice to the attorney general of a challenge to the constitutionality of a state statute and telling the court that they have to talk to the state before a judge holds that statute unconstitutional.
Okay, could you translate that, please, into regular person voter language?
Yeah, basically, it's about giving notice. It's about letting the state have their chance to have their voice heard before a judge rules on the constitutionality of a state statute.
Why are we voting on this? What's the current situation in regards to this?
Yeah, currently, it's interesting. So in 2011, a law was passed in the state legislature that said essentially the same thing. What happened is that the state Supreme Court said, great, sounds fine. We'll give you 45 days notice. Everything will be great. The criminal court, you know, we have a two-court system here in Texas. The Court of Criminal Appeals said, no, this law is actually unconstitutional, and they knocked it down. So this constitutional amendment would be saying in the Constitution that this is okay, so therefore it can't be unconstitutional.
Got it. All right. So who is this designed to help? It sounds like it's designed to help the state.
Yes.
Is there any disadvantage for citizens or anybody who wants to sue the state?
People who have talked against this amendment, and I need to point out that there is almost nobody has publicly talked against this. When this came through the legislative session, there was no debate in committee hearings. There was no debate on the floor of the House or Senate. Very, very few lawmakers even voted against it. The argument against it is that it slows down a process for relief, legal relief, from a court to a person on a what could be an unconstitutional statute. So in other words, don't wait 45 days. If it's unconstitutional, provide relief to that person who is aggrieved because of this statute. And this would say, no, you got to wait 45 days.
Proposition 4, one of 7 proposed amendments to the state constitution that are on the ballot right now. Early voting ends Friday. Election day is next Tuesday. Thanks to KUT senior editor Ben Philpott for walking us through Prop 4 this morning.
Thank you.
You can find more voting information and more news at KUT.org.